أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم أنزل عليكم من بعد الغم أمنة نعاسا يغشى طائفة منكم. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that after the error of the Sahaba in understanding the command of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, an open victory turned into a total defeat, and all the different aspects of that ayat and the great, great lessons that we learned from there in order to make our Islah also. All this was to correct, and this Islah is of a very high level. Not only that outwardly a person dresses Islamically, or that he makes his namaz, etc., or even that he's engaged in inner with zikr, etc., but that great contact with Allah Ta'ala. And that is what is the ultimate, that a person's character, akhlaq, must be reformed, and he must have nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. And that Allah wanted of the highest level with regard to the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, for they were the guiding stars of the Ummah, and the Ummah till Qiyamah have to learn from the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah took them to a very high level. Allah says, after that ghammam bi ghammin, sorrow upon sorrow that fell upon them, sorrow after sorrow that fell upon them, and the various types of difficulties and sorrows they went through, all that was that لِكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, that you don't grieve of what you have left of dunya, وَلَا مَا أَصَابَكُمْ, and neither what you gain of dunya. This is another great level that is required for a person who wants to become a favorite of Allah Ta'ala, that the coming and going of dunya does not mean anything to him. The whole world comes to him, it doesn't make him happy. The whole world leaves him, it does not make him sad. His contact is with Allah all the time. And beautifully our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, explained this in a beautiful poem, Ishq apne kaam karti rahi. The love of Allah kept on working on a person. He was fully engrossed in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Koi marta raha, koi jeeta raha. Anyone dies, anyone lives, doesn't make any difference. For them, their contact is with Allah. And they are all, their eyes and their hearts, contact is with Allah Ta'ala. And the world, how it can turn around, doesn't mean anything to them. And this is also that condition that has to come on a person, that he worries what will happen to him in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, that he will have to cross pull sirat. The minute this worry comes to a person, then dunya's worries just leave him. Then he sees these are small, small things. Like little children, they will cry and fight for their toys. Big people will know this is they just all just for nothing they are fighting. And they will scream their heads off. They will fight with other children for their toys, etc. But big people who know this is only toys, they know this is nothing. Just like that, once the person gets the figure of Akhirat, then that person will know this dunya's things are not even like toys. And they are absolutely nothing. Our worry must be for that life. So when this condition overtook the Sahaba, and in the background, we must also always remember and realize that Allah Ta'ala is busy making their tarbiyah. Allah Ta'ala is engineering them towards very high levels all the time. So in this condition, ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ أَمَنَةً پھر تم پر اتارا تنگی کے بعد امن کو. And after these difficulties and hardships, then we brought peace upon you. And how was this peace that Allah brought upon them? Right in the battlefield, after they were suffering that sorrow upon sorrow, and sorrow after sorrow, Allah brought this peace. What was that? Nu'asan yaghsha ta'ifatan minkum. Jo oong thi, ke thaank liya us oong ne baas ko tum mein se. A sleep Allah brought over them. And that sleep overtook some of you people. That some people were the genuine true Muslims. On the other side, as we will read in front, was the munafiqeen. But the true genuine Muslims, right in the thick of the battlefield, of the battle, Allah made them fall asleep. And they themselves, the Sahaba, say, sleep overpowered us so much. We picked up our swords and we thought we'll fight, but the sword, because the sleep was overpowering us, the sword just fell out of our hand. In other words, when that heavy sleep comes to a person and he doesn't know, people can be talking, shouting, children can be making a noise around him, but he's in his deep sleep. And this is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Even the sleep Allah gives us is a great sleep, and much more greater in that difficult time in the middle of the battlefield. When the battle is raging, to be falling asleep at that time cannot be conceived. Under normal circumstances, a person also only falls asleep when there are peaceful conditions. Any small worry also he's got doesn't allow him to sleep. Any small problem, a small pain he's got, it doesn't allow him to sleep. But yeah, it was Allah's special favor. And this sleep was not just an ordinary norm, it was nu'as. No, one sleep is that a person knows what's happening around him. That you don't really call sleep also. And that nu'as is like you're a dead person. Like the dua we read, Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana. That sleep which is like mort, you were dead. Then that sleep refreshes you completely. When you went to sleep, you were very tired. Your wife also asks you something, you say, my head is not working. Tomorrow we'll talk about it. I just can't understand now. My head is very heavy. I can't figure out anything now. And so, and when the sleep comes like that, when you wake up, you are fully fresh now. So that kind of a sleep. And the sleep had three great effects on the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. One was, by this heavy sleep, which was a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala, the fear of the kuffar went out of them. Up to that time, they were running away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was calling them, ilayya ibadullah, oh Allah's bandar, come to me. But they were just running. But after the sleep, now the fear of the enemy went out of them. Secondly, the sorrow they had because of their close and dear ones who became shaheed in the battle and who got injured. When somebody close is in difficult condition, it affects us very much. Somebody close in the family has got some problem, we become very overtaken, grieved by it. So the Sahaba were grieved by that. But by the sleep, Allah made it now lighter for them. That sorrow went away. Also, we know many times we have a mayyat in the house, everyone is very sad, etc. Nobody is talking also. But after a good night's sleep, everyone is fresh in the morning. And we feel we can face life again now. At that time we thought that, for example, the head of the family, the father, the breadwinner, he passed away when he was still young, 30 to 40, still young. And small, small children, the mother wonders what's going to happen. I'm sitting here, there's nobody, especially if they are like foreigners in a foreign country. And I've got no family here, I've got no one, and I got my 5, 6 small children. No family, what's going to happen? But we see after the sleep, that mother also now becomes strong. And Allah gives her new strength. So like that, Allah gave the Sahaba new strength. That sorrow of the Sahaba who passed away became light. And now they were revitalized and they were ready to fight again. So that sleep which Allah put upon them, they were ready for the kuffar again and to fight them. So Allah says that Allah Ta'ala min ba'dil gham amatan nu'as amanatan. Nu'ase yaksha ta'ifatam minkum, and this was exclusive for the true, genuine believers. The other, the munafiqeen, they did not fall asleep. They were all together, but the genuine Muslims, all of them fell asleep. And through that, as far as sabab is concerned, Allah Ta'ala made them fresh again, revitalized, and they started facing the enemy again. So yeah, we learn many other great lessons also, that whenever difficulties come upon us, make sabr, endure. The time is soon that Allah will bring light to you again. Allah will give you strength again. Don't despair, and shaitan will make you lose all hope, etc. Even, for example, a person committed the worst sin, and he's feeling terrible, terrible about it. But just have patience. Turn to Allah. Make tawbah. And see how Allah will give you a new splendid life again. A life again, or a pure, clean life. And that guna, Allah will forgive. And you will feel the forgiveness in your heart. You will feel that sweetness and coolness in your heart. So it's all a matter, all these conditions come, that Allah wants us to turn to Him. When we turn to Him, He turns to us. And He makes everything come right for us again. And those people, like for example, even those who make tawbah after a guna, those who go through difficulties and hardships, they turn to Allah, Allah open, their bond with Allah become even stronger than before. So you went through some halat, some conditions, but now Allah makes you more stronger and makes you more closer to Him. Allah grant us to take these lessons and bring them in our lives. All of us, at various stages, we go through conditions. Whether it is in our health, whether it is with the family, whether it is with friends and the bigger family, whether it is our finances, we all go through some condition. If we approach it correctly, all this is from Allah to bring us more closer to Allah. Otherwise, that same condition, they can take us further away from Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, we have to be continuously in contact with Allah. For example, our namaz is regularly, tilawat of Quran Sharif regularly, company of the pious and reading kitabs of the pious people, and like these ayat of the Quran Sharif, all this will strengthen us tremendously. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept us for His pleasure.